Hey, what's up, guys? It's another episode of Just Trash. It's your boy back here. We got Shiloh back in the mix. What's up, dude?
What up, man? What up?
Chilling. It's a Sunday. A little buzzy back on the claws.
Yep, we got work tomorrow, but we're grinding out. We got a little buzz. We're hanging out, drinking, having a good time.
It's a Sunday, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's a Sunday.
Maybe we shouldn't be drinking hay now, but you know what? We make it work because, you know,
homies, it's a fucking Sunday, dude.
And for most people that probably don't know, and I don't think we mentioned it before.
What?
I don't think we mentioned it before. We've been homies since youngins. You know what I mean?
Toby, get the fuck out.
Yeah, little dog.
Toby, goddammit.
Little Toby, he's a little dog. Hold on, let me kick him out.
He just busted through the door. God damn it, Toby. But anyway, yeah, what he was saying is We've been friends for about 20 plus years now. It was closing earlier. Fuck with the handle. Fuck with the jiggle.
It's good. It's good now. It's good now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been homies for years. Since before we were born. Because our parents have been friends before we were born. I know we didn't say this before.
Basically cousins.
Me and you, yeah. We consider each other cousins.
But I mean, I don't know. That's... We're kind of close, man, I think. But, like, whatever, dude. I mean, we're fam. Like family-wise, you'd say we are cousins. But, I mean, dude, we fucking...
We're in some ways brothers, but without the bullshit.
Yeah, we're like the Dukes of Hazzard boys. Cousins? Yeah. Closer than brothers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how I would explain it, too. Cousins, closer than brothers. Yeah, that's a perfect way to... You know, I never really thought of it like that. But, yeah, that's exactly how I would explain it. Because our parents... Your dad is the one who kind of like hooked up my mom and dad to get together. And
yeah, dude, which is nuts.
They conceived me, and which
like after I was conceived.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, year later.
Yeah, so that's how that went.
I was 11 months when you were born.
Yeah, so you're basically a year older than me.
Yep, I got to see your gravy fucking face. No.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
see. You know, for like the first 2 months, dude, babies are just fucking gelatin in a sack, dude.
Pretty fucking much, dude. There's not too much definition to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, dude.
There's not much features.
Yeah, nah, dude. You're just pale, you're beaten from squeezing through the cave. Like,
it's not much, there's really not much personality.
Nah, man.
It kind of just builds over time.
Yeah, dude.
And it's weird, because neither of us are parents, but we kind of both. But I mean, I don't know about you.
We've been around enough babies.
We've been around, yeah. Babysitting. Shit like that. It's like, it's not like
me. I got three younger brothers, man, you know.
It's not like me.
I got hella cousins.
It's not like me and you haven't been around babies.
Yeah,
it's just we don't have babies.
Babies suck, too, man.
We're both also 21. Just kind of...
I hate all the hype about babies, dude. They're trash.
It's just, I don't want one.
Can't even make a sandwich, right, dude. Now. Deers come out of the fucking womb searching for berries, bro. They come out of the womb searching for berries. You can't come out.
You said babies are trash.
You can't come out the womb, bro. Like, you know, knowing where the fridge is.
Knowing your name, goo goo gaga, dada, pick me up type shit.
Something, dude. No, we're like the most, like our race, dude, the human race, like, we're the most, like, underdeveloped when we're born. Like, out of any other animal, I think. Every other animal is, like, set into training, like, as soon as they're fucking popped out the womb.
Yeah.
You know, because of natural survival. We're too coddled, man. We're too fucking cuddled up.
And we kind of
imagine
up.
The cavemen. That's how we evolved, bro. Evolved. But nah, that's how we evolved, man. Those fools popped out, and then they were like, dude, you need to learn how to hunt.
Yeah.
Here's your first spear.
To learn and adapt and become what we want to be.
What?
That's the thing. It's like, we learn quick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, some of us do. Some of us are just fucking retarded. Oops. Excuse me.
Libtard, maybe?
What?
What's libtard?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't even know that was a word.
I've heard it before.
Libtard? I don't know that slang. I'm not from that set.
I've heard it, but I don't know what it references.
Nah, dude. But, dude, if anybody knows how the fucking caveman used to be, bro, you know who it is?
Who's that?
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, dude. Do you follow him on Instagram yet?
Uh-uh.
My guy.
Yeah, I love Matthew McConaughey.
My guy, bro.
McConaughey? Yeah, I love Matthew McConaughey.
You know what? Go ahead and Pull up his Instagram real quick, brother.
Oh, let me pull up.
Yeah, yeah. Pull up on that. Just so so we can hear you get a taste of old Double M's fucking media presence.
Is his name on Instagram just Matthew McConaughey?
Oh yeah, dude. Come on.
Two T's or one T?
Two, I think. I don't know, man. Now you make me seem stupid. Might be one. I don't know.
Oh no, I got it. Yeah, official. His name's officially McConaughey.
There you go.
All right. Well, the first right here.
No. Let me see.
Here, I'm gonna hand it to you.
Yep.
I'm gonna hand it to you. So, for people that are listening, I'm sorry, but we getting our shit.
So, this dude's Instagram, bro, just like proves why old people and especially actors should not be on Instagram. Like, oh brother, dude, like. He's never not acting. You know what I mean? He's just one of those actors who's never not acting. Like, you can tell, you know, there's a certain extent to, like, the talent. And, like, this fool has just... You get so famous to a certain level to where you don't know how to turn it off. And I feel like this is exactly it. So, like, all right. Make sure your volume's up.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Listen to this.
When people go to my page, I want them to see me. Look, this is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world, and I'm a little bit nervous about it, because, quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue, but I've learned that you got to have the dialogue to have the monologue, just as you have to have a monologue to have the dialogue. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to sharing who I am with you. I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates, if it tickles your funny bone, if it makes you think a second, if it makes your heart swell up a little bit, if it makes you take a quiet moment for a walk and go, I got to check in with the M and the E.
With the M and the E.
Hopefully all those things. Let's have some fun with it, though, and let's keep the high eye, not the low eye. High eye.
The fuck is my dude talking about, dude?
I couldn't tell you what the fuck he's talking about.
No, dude, this laugh right here, is pure insanity.
Sharing myself and my views with
he's
the
lost
world,
right here.
And I'm a little bit nervous about it.
This is pure insanity. Listen
because
to this.
Quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's pretty cynical. That's cynical, man.
I want to have the monologue. Not sure I want to have the dialogue. What the fuck, dude? It's Instagram, my dude. This is the first time I've ever branched out and, like, put in my thoughts. Really, dude? Long branch. No.
This dude started off as a carpenter.
Nah, dude, I don't even fuck all that shit, dude. I don't want to get into that. This fool is so induced in himself right now.
Well, I mean, he's...
It's to the points where, like, people don't even give a fuck, bro. He's just so induced in his own, like, vision of sexiness. Like, women are like, dude, they don't even care anymore. There's, like...
Yeah, that's the thing why I bring up is, like, it's crazy to me because, like, me and you have both done manual labor.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense of carpentry.
Well, I mean, anybody, you know, can make it. It's just, you know, if you get a right chance and you catch one quality, like, somebody, and, you know, you have a quality somebody likes and it's a characteristic that they can use in their story... You know, Harrison Ford was a fucking carpenter, dude.
Apparently...
And then he was put into Star Wars.
If you believe in religion and the way it's based upon, Jesus was a carpenter.
We're not getting into that, though.
No, we are not going to go into that, because that is a fucking... That is a wormhole. That is a serious...
Why'd you bring that up?
Just to add on to the thing of carpentry and hard work. I definitely don't want to get into it.
You saying Matthew McCombs is Jesus?
No, I'm not saying Matthew McCombs is Jesus.
You saying Harrison Ford is Jesus?
No,
Han
no,
Solo,
no.
My God.
No.
Han Solo is Jesus
no,
now.
You're not Jesus. I'm just saying, I put it out there. Forget I ever said it.
Okay.
Forget I ever said it.
All right. We will. They won't. They won't, but we will.
I thought it was a valid point. It wasn't.
I don't know where you fucking... You boomeranged. You boomeranged.
Well, I thought I could make it into something, and then when you pointed it out, maybe it would. Never mind.
All right.
We'll pass on it. We'll come back to it at some point.
All righty. Well, do you want to see his post on New Year's leading in to 2020?
Oh, for
sure.
I
really need you to tell me how this makes you feel.
Oh, for sure.
I need you to listen to this, and I need you to... Because... Jesus. I need you... All right.
2020, what's that about? Well, if 2019 was... It'd be a lot cooler if you did. I'm looking for 2020 to be a lot cooler because we do. See you there.
2020. Is that fucking English? Is that a sentence? Is that a poem?
Yeah, I heard what he said.
Because we do. Because we do. I'm gonna play it one more time, and if you understand this, I need you.
I feel like he's quoting Days and
Confused. I'm saying I know what he's saying.
I feel like
he is. Yeah, because you don't feel like it. You know it.
Because he says it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
And I feel like in a way he's trying to say, you know, 2019 was shit. Let's hope for 2020 to be better, which was not, and has not been,
at all.
But like,
if you got
2020, what's that about?
Well, what's that about, huh?
If 2019 was...
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Exactly.
Bro, no. No, dude. This dude is so untouched by all this. He's fine. You see the gentleman?
Yeah.
Great movie, dude. He's fine, bro. He doesn't give a fuck about anything, man. This fool is so... inside of himself.
The McConaughey is fine.
Yeah, dude.
He doesn't have a worried world. In the slightest. He's good. But I think it's funny how he referenced Dazed and Confused on be a lot cooler if you did.
Be a lot cooler if that's you pretty did, cool. Brother.
Come on. Like,
no, dude, it's not.
That's I like it.
It's not.
I like it, man.
It's fucking. It's so. Ridiculous.
He didn't know it was coming. I mean, don't get me wrong, 2020 has been shit, but.
Because we do. Don't criticize as this! Dude.
I feel like it's cool. I mean, I don't know. He didn't know.
No, he doesn't know anything. He's so induced in his own persona.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Alright, well, let's talk about persona.
No. Let's keep the high brow, not the low brow.
Alright, let's talk. All right,
long branch.
All right, we want to talk about.
Double Western bacon cheeseburger.
No, we want to talk about personas, right? Personas, right?
Alright.
Kanye.
Oh my god, dude. This is first.
It's July 19th, 2020. Kanye today. It's a big thing right now, man.
Harry and Tubman. Didn't really free the slaves.
He just passed them on.
To other white people. To work for other white people. Which, I don't really know what he means by that. And
I'm sure there's some crazier meaning.
Like, oh yeah, well they were freed and then they got jobs to work for corporate white men. I'm pretty sure that's what it gets down to in his little saying there. And then he had his whole little breakdown and was crying about how his dad wanted him to get aborted and he almost aborted his daughter. And, I don't know, man. It just seems like another bipolar episode.
And it's crazy, right? Because, like, Kanye, you look at him, right? And with this whole thing that he's doing for this race, you think, no fucking way. But,
I mean,
in a sense, like, we kind of thought the same thing with Donald Trump.
And he's supposedly running from, like, a different kind of party. Like, he's not...
I think he's an independent. I think he's running
it's
as...
It's, like, not Republican
I think he's
Democrat.
Running. I think he's running as independent
Antoine
party.
Was telling me this. Shout out Antoine. But he was fucking telling me that... I think we were talking about this on the last cast. But it's, like, some independent party called, like, the People Party or some shit. Like, I don't know, man. I'm not very politically correct and educated, but... I don't know, man. I just... It's such a fucking joke nowadays.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, to be honest, right now, I don't think there's anyone in...
And I can't vote for the Biden, man.
I can't either.
Vote for the Joe.
He's just as corrupt and fucked
dude,
as...
Dude, he's not even there no more, man. Did you see that speech where he was, like, really trying to say some shit? And he's like, well, like, the thing is, the concept in this... And well, you know what it is. Like, well, what the fuck no, we don't, Joe. What are you talking about?
And
you know, I might not have any room to speak on this candidly, but I can't vote for that dude, man. And I'm not going to vote for Trump either. I don't know.
It just feels like right now, like, who are you voting for? Are you going to vote for a piece of shit?
And it's supposed to be our, like, civil duty to vote, you know, and it's like, fuck, man. Like, you know, and it felt good to vote for the first time, you know, I voted Bernie straight up. But, like, man, like, now it's just it's such a fucking mockery, bro. It's like, does it really matter? Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, dude? If anything, he gets 4 more years, what happens after that? I don't know, man.
There's no one who's in the head of the race that I'm confident in to mandate our country.
And I was reading this thing, man, to where it's like, they're basically plotting to basically have, like, Joe get in, and then they're just gonna take him out and, like, you know, give the role to, like, a younger dude or something. But, like, I don't know, man. This shit just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it don't. And
it's retarded, and it's like, it's even worse than the last election. Like, the last election...
Oh, dude, yes.
The last election, it's like, it's Trump or a psychopath.
It's like I told you earlier.
And then this one, it's like, it's either Trump or a fucking retard.
And, dude, it's like I told you earlier, dude. It's like, the future of America, I have no... Like, alright, so I have no fucking enthusiasm for the future of America.
Yeah.
Because the way I see it is, man, no matter who we go for, fucking the leader of who we are as America, no matter who it is, who's the highest running,
yeah,
is fucking, like, I don't agree with any of their statements and their bullshit fucking remarks.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Joe Biden, he has a history, a past of saying sexist, racist,
and homophobic things.
Yeah, and he's been connected with child molestation. Same with Trump. But that's the thing. Too, yeah, dude. It's the two highest forms of being our highest form of government who represents us are both affiliated with racism, sexism,
you know what's crazy, and child abduction. It's like, what number, dude? Like, what number of power? What decimal hits you in, like, that? Like, where's the limit to where you're like, alright, yeah, I can fuck kids now? Like, I know that's dark to say, you know what I mean? But, like, dude, that's such a head trip for me, because in anybody's right mind, like, that's a no-go. That's taboo.
No matter what, dude.
You know what I mean? But, like, how does this happen? Like, are they already fucked up from before, and then their dark secrets are just, you know, coming to cause? Or, are they just... I don't know, man. I feel like there's a trip. There's a head trip, man. When you get in that headspace and you get to a certain level, like, rules just don't fucking apply to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's something I can't fathom. And it's something I probably shouldn't even be speaking on. But, like, it's just... It's fucking baffling to me how much, like... Because even, like, a minuscule of power, you know what I mean? Like, governors. You know what I mean? And I mean, a governor, that's a good position. But, like, dude, like... It's crazy how often these dudes are getting caught up for pedophilia.
Dude, it's crazy to me, like, just right now...
And, like, child porn and shit.
This right here, I'll say this. This literally has to be the worst year ever in recent times. And you know what's funny, though, is... And I'm gonna say this before you can interject, is that... Isn't it kind of ironic how every 100 years on the 20s... It's always the worst time of every decade.
Well, yeah, man. I feel it.
Like, it's like a cycle. The 20s and the 1920s...
Depression.
Were some of the worst.
Great Depression.
And we're kind of leaning towards it, dude.
The GDP, the Great Depression.
That's what I'm saying.
The T-GDP.
In the 20s, right? You know, you had the flappers, you had the World War II, and all this other shit, right? And it's like...
World War II happened in the 20s?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Pearl Harbor was like 40s.
No, World War II was in the 20s.
We might have to fact check that. Fact check that real quick.
Let me look it up.
When did World War II start?
Google right now.
Jamie, pull that up.
I'm gonna pull it up. I'm Jamie. Hey Alexa. Hey Siri.
Alexa.
When was World War II?
Oh, that's fucking gold.
It happened from the 1st of September
1939 to the 2nd of
September. See, 1940. Okay. I mean
1939.
But
1939. All right, so I'm wrong.
1920s is World War One, I'm sure.
Oh.
Or maybe it stopped before. I can't remember.
Hey, Siri. When was the Great Depression?
It was 1920.
It happened from the 24th of October, 1929 to 1941.
Okay, so it was late.
So I guess it was still part of it,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, so I guess
it was just breaking the Great Depression.
Yeah. But
shout out to Siri, dude.
But I'm glad we did this because we learned.
We learned.
We learned something.
We calculated and we corrected.
Yeah. We thought we were right.
Reduce, and reuse, we were wrong. We were recycle.
But hey, we weren't too far off.
No.
We were in the 20s.
We hit it.
But the Great Depression didn't start until 1929.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we're in the ballpark. We're in the ballpark, but we're not accurate.
I mean, we're not complete illiterate here. I mean, it's trash, but I mean, that's what do you expect when you hop on here?
And when you think about it, I'm 21. You're
22 years young. What's up, dude?
So we're not
fucking beach life.
We're not in the realm of completely accurate. And I think, oh, sorry. Sorry, just smack your white claw with my foot.
Keep going, keep going.
But, I think that's kind of a good thing because that leaves, audiences, that listen, a realm to comment. To say, hey, you're wrong in this aspect. Let me fill you in on what you're not
grasping. Yeah, and honestly, on this platform right now, on the current things we're doing, they can't really comment too much unless they hook it up on the Twitter and shit like that or anything like that. But
and this Patreon. This is a selfish plug.
We're gonna be starting the Patreon.
This is a selfish
here in about a month or two, and then we're only gonna put it up for $1 a month, and we're gonna keep it that way. And it's going to be $1 a month to subscribe, and there you can, you know, there'll be different tiers and shit, but, you know, we'll do little things. We'll do bonus episodes on the Patreon, and they can have, you know, we'll give them little details. We'll respond to their comments and shit like that. That'll be coming in about a month or two.
And a little selfish plug for me.
Yeah.
Ill Mind of Shiloh on Instagram. If you want to hit me
not
up.
Not a selfish plug. Plug it.
Ill Mind of Shiloh on Instagram. If you want to tell me or convince me or anything, really anything on the matter in general, guarantee I'll reply. Guarantee. Guarantee. Even, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Ill Mind of Shiloh on Instagram.
Well, since we're doing plugs, we'll do plugs real quick then.
And then on Facebook, it's just Shiloh Murphy. So Shylow. Space Murphy. That's for Facebook. I don't know, hit me up on
fucking
any platform.
Hit the boy up. Give him some shit. Send him some messages. Some topics.
Not even like add as a friend, subscribe, whatever it is. Like just message me in a sense. And
just DM.
We'll get down. We'll get down to conversation. Not just political. Not just whatever it is
just
you want to
talk
about. Like I'm down. And you know what? Honestly, at the same time. Mention suggestions for the podcast.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will shout you out your name, and then we'll get into a conversation about what you suggest.
All right.
So that kind of goes back and forth, and it'll be a bonus for both of us.
All right. I'm going to put in some plugs real quick before we get to the final story. You can follow me at TooStony4U on Instagram. It's TLOSTONY, the number 4, the letter U, on Instagram. And I'll have updates about music and the podcast and everything on there. I just came out with a new video for my song Waves. Go peep that up. It's on YouTube.
Fucking lit.
Pretty sick. Anyway, dude. All right. Well, we got about 6 minutes left. Let's get into that story.
Which one?
You know which one. Itchy Crotch.
Itchy Crotch?
Itchy Crotch.
Oh! Itchy Crotch.
Yep. Tell the story.
Yep. Okay. Because if you don't know, I work in oral surgery, in which it's oral surgery, right?
Yeah, just dive in.
And, you know, some people take there's three steps of what you can take, right? You can do local anesthetic, which you get a shot in your mouth, and you get your pulse taken, your tooth taken out, or you get grafting,
yeah.
Or you get an implant, whatever. You can have just local, mm-hmm. right? But some people will choose to do other things, right? And the other two things are, is like, you get local and nitrous. And people's perspective on nitrous is different, right? Some people think, because people's perspective on nitrous is that it's laughing gas. Because that's the affiliation with it, is that it's laughing gas. So people think that you laugh and you have a giggly time and you're having fun.
No. You say crazy things.
No, dude, nitrous, for the most part, makes you kind of calm. It kind of just alleviates anxiety.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's IV sedation. IV sedation is in which we give you, in my office, we give you fentanyl. And it depends on the doctor, because I work for two doctors, but it's like fentanyl. For the most part, it's fentanyl, Versed, Decadron.
Yeah.
And then fucking...
the hard stuff.
And then Propofol. Yes, exactly. And it puts you to fucking sleep, and all these drugs or these medications are for a reason. You know, they have their purposes, and I'm kind of new to the game, so, like, I don't know exactly what everything does. I mean, the main thing is I can say that is that fentanyl puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
Fentanyl is the main thing that puts you to sleep. But there's this... the main thing that I was with patients is that one of the side effects is having an itchy crotch. And then, dude, like, we've had patients, dude, that, like, it's weird where they, like, they kind of squirm. Like, they kind of move a little bit.
Little worm wiggle?
Yeah. And you could tell that they're itching. Because the thing with IV is, right, like, you're put to sleep. But you're still conscious.
But you're just fucking gone.
Yeah.
You're numb.
Yeah, you're gone, but your mind's still there.
Yeah.
It's just not there fully.
Yeah.
And you're like inebriated. Most people, right, they're like, oh, like you can tell, like, they're trying to, like they're itchy and they want to itch, but they know they can't.
Yeah.
So they kind of, like, wiggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, this one time, dude, I was working for this, like, because I work for two doctors, and one of the times, right, they were scratching their it was a female. And she was scratching her crotch, dude.
But you gotta tell them what she said.
Oh, dude.
But so you guys dosed her up, you guys are chilling.
Yeah, we dosed her up, and dude, like, the thing with these medications is it hits, like, within 30 seconds or 60 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
it drops literally, you out.
It doesn't take long.
Yeah.
It takes seconds before it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, dude, like, the doctor gave her it, and she was like, I'm itchy. You know what I mean?
I'm itchy.
You know? And then she starts scratching her fucking crotch, right? And the doctor's just like, yeah, that's normal. You know what I mean?
It's just a side effect.
Yeah, it's a side effect. But, dude, she starts going ham on her fucking cooch.
Oh, God.
Dude. And we just start fucking laughing, dude. And, I mean, it's nothing
doctor
with her.
Doctor just turns around like, what
it's
the fuck?
It's nothing with her, dude. But it's like, dude, she just starts going ham on the fucking coochie, dude. You know what I mean? She starts scratching. And we're trying to get in on, like, taking... you know, I think it was a thirds, right? What thirds means is her wisdom teeth. And she just goes in, man. We're like, oh, just chill out, right?
Yeah.
And she's going ham, scratching. And then eventually she stops. But, like, it's just funny because every patient... like, you don't remember, right?
And yeah.
We have patients who, like...
you're fucking out of it. You're autopilot.
Oh, dude, it's just... everyone's so different. Like I said, like, dude, I've had a patient that, like, has stood... because we have a recovery room... in which we, like, take them in a wheelchair, we put them down, and we monitor their vitals.
Yeah.
And then we fucking just, like, we kind of watch them. And then, like I said, there was this one dude, right, who just, like, stood up, took his thing off, and was like, oh, I want to talk to, what's her name?
He
was
Lizzie.
Like, yeah, Liz. And he was like, she's cute. And I was like, oh, dude, you got to sit down, dude, you got to sit down. She came, and she was like, you know, you gotta sit down, bud. And he was like, oh, you're cute.
You're cute. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and then she left for a minute, right? And then she came back, and he's all, who are you? And she was like, I'm Liz. She's all, you don't remember me?
I'm Lizzie.
She's all, you don't remember me? He's all, no. She's all, you were giving me, like, a standing ovation. And he's all, yeah, he's all, I want to leave with you.
I want to leave with you.
And I was like, no, bud, you gotta go home.
You gotta go home, bro. I gotta leave you out.
Oh, dude, we've had some... it's just amazing to me to see, like, the different... like, how people react to the medication.
I feel it, man. That's good shit, though, dude. That's funny shit. Dude.
No, people react so differently, man. I have so many stories. And I have been working there for maybe 6 months. And it's just crazy to see how people react differently.
Hell yeah, man. I feel it. Well, anyway, guys... I want to thank you for listening, Shiloh. Give some thanks out there.
Oh, for sure. You got my socials, yep, and that's all that.
Yep.
You want to do part two, or are you...
Nah, man, I think we're going to cap it off here. I love you guys. We're going to hit a new episode this week.
Just try.
Bye-bye.